Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
And helping us out for the Monday wrap for the full review of the weekend in sport, it's Nerilee Meadows. How are you, Nez?
Very well, thank you, Mickey. Good to be here.
Are you still exiled? Because I know you're a Perth girl. Hello to everyone listening to us on
94.5.
Yep.
And I'm a West Aussie girl, but stuck in St Kilda at the moment. They won't let me back in.
So you're stuck in Melbourne in lockdown. Yeah. You still can't get in.
I want to see my family again. Wear your masks
Let me in. You'll be right. Now, listen, let's get on to the piping hot news and start with the EPL. Who's up, who's down? What were the big movements?
Yeah, it's all done and dusted. So Watford, Bournemouth and Norwich have all been relegated, which means Aston Villa survive after finishing 1 point above Bournemouth. And at the other end of the table, Manchester United, they beat Leicester 2-0 to secure a Champions League spot. Now, this is heartbreak for Leicester because they spent more than 300 days in the top four, knocked out right at the end there. So top four finish, Liverpool on top, Man City, Man U and Chelsea in fourth. Leicester just come in and fifth.
They did win the Premier League, though, and the only team to do it outside of Little. that's right. That was. Do you know what? If you think of fairy tale sporting stories, I don't know if I can think of a bigger one. Straight off the top of my head, maybe the ice hockey, you know, USA, Russia. But that's right up there as an absolute. No one saw that coming.
Yeah, Leicester, I think they can put everything away. They've done, they've achieved it all. It's all good.
And so coming up, of course, the mighty Leeds United with El Loco in charge. we know El Loco. He's a crazy dude. Did Hammers go up? Hammers went up.
Yeah, so it's all good now and Leeds are back in. So you're very, very happy indeed. And it's been a long time coming. But I've got a story for you, Mickey, is the most Mickey story of all time.
I'm all ears.
I'm going to start calling you Lou. And the reason why I'm going to start calling you Lou is because there is a bloke from the NBA who, they're basically, for anyone who doesn't know, they've created a bubble, much like the AFL clubs have created a bubble in the States to get the NBA going again. It's in Orlando. This bloke from the Clippers was given an exemption to leave the Orlando bubble for a funeral. It was a friend's father. So, you know, that's quite sad.
But
afterwards, he was photographed at a gentleman's club. And he says he went to Atlanta's Magic City strip club for the food. Ask any of my teammates what's my favorite restaurant in Atlanta is. Ain't nobody partying. Chill out. Lol.
He loves the all-you-can-eat smorgasbord. That is incredible. So he's been...
Well, he doesn't let you down. That's Lou Williams. And another guy that we love is Mike Tyson. He's having a comeback. What's going on?
This is incredible. Do you know what?
He looks really good, doesn't he?
He's a genuine chance. Yeah. We can see at the heavyweight division is that champions have won at the age of 50. So George Foreman, I think, won at a very old age.
And he started at a young age, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he's 54 years old, Mike Tyson. His last fight was in 2005. That was 15 years ago for those who can't do simple math of 2020 minus 2005.
Thank you. I get your point. Well made.
he confirms his comeback is up against Roy Jones Jr. It'll be an 8-round exhibition bout in September 12. Hopefully it all goes ahead with coronavirus. Roy Jones Jr. is 51. Now, the controversy here is that obviously Mike Tyson was known for his knockout blows. They're saying that because this one is more of a friendly environment, it's going to be potentially bigger gloves and they're not actually going for knockout blows. So
I'm thinking gloves.
Bigger gloves? Is there such a thing?
There is such a thing. Yeah, absolutely. So it is a bit disappointing.
Why don't they just put on those sumo suits that guys do when they want to have a wrestle?
That don't sound the most. A 54-year-old and a 51-year-old doesn't sound...
I want to see a 50-year-old carted out on a stretcher, man.
And the thing that I love most about this is it paved the way for a story to emerge from many, many years ago. Mike Tyson and his partner at the time, he basically bribed a zookeeper to let him into the zoo outside ours. So they had the zoo to himself. He then additionally tried to bribe this zookeeper $14,000 to fight a silverback gorilla because he thought it was bullying all of the other primates. mates.
So the partner of his time too, Nez, was Robin Givens, who was the big spunk of the day, and she was one of those a great actress, but she was trouble as well.
She appeared on telly with her mum in an interview, bagging him.
She bagged him.
Hang on, Nez, you buried the lead. But the reason he wanted to fight the silverback was because he felt it was bullying the other gorillas.
Yes.
Yes. He thought that it was being a bit too menacing, and he wanted to step in and stand up for all the other primates.
To the rescue.
Felt like they were threatened.
Do you know what we should do?
To anyone listening, they didn't accept the bribe. Right. This didn't actually eventuate.
We should release the baboon with the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, that'll fix.
We get all that'll the cases. Hey, we're running out of time. I've just one quick one. I want to ask you about Ninja Warrior. Is it a sport?
See, I don't think it's a sport because the producers pick who goes on based a lot on their story as well as their ability.
So,
having said that, if you set up a course in the Olympics, I reckon it would make it a great an Olympic sport that people actually had to, you know, not audition
I would
for,
eat that
but try
up.
Out for.
I'd post record times.
I mean,
I'd
the guy.
Tower of Power.
Oh, my God. You're trying to climb a wall. Yeah.
Yep.
Jake Baker was the star of the show in the opening night, and he has rats for pets. So, I mean, we can't get around that in the Olympics.
Okay.
Is Ninja Warrior a sport? We put it on the Kennedy Malloy website. Yeah, 24%. Nah, 75%. Okay. So here it is. It's if that's a sport, so, you know, celebrity splash is a sport, isn't it? That's like diving off a high board.
Well, you know what I think about synchronized swimming too. So there you go. That is a sport, and it does work.
You won't let it go. You're always going this girl.
Oh, I've lost my calling.
Hey, Nez, what do we need to watch out for this week? Anything we should keep an eye on? There's still footy and NRL. It's pretty perpetual at the moment, isn't it? The AFL's 33 games in 20 days. The NRL's around the clock. It's, don't let go of the remote, people.
Absolutely. And you know what? The netball starts this weekend as well. And just quickly and finishing on this, but The Age ran a review and gave the netball season starting up, the Super Netball, 2.5 stars and said, once just for schoolgirls and workplace bonding, this is now a full glamour sport for many. Shame, shame, shame. I thought
it is 2020 news, isn't it?
I know the Spanish flu has been brought up a lot, but can we please move on?
And that's The Age, not Picture Magazine, isn't it?
No.
I would have thought. How do you review? Jane makes a point. How do you review something that hasn't even started?
This is very true. The other thing that got 2.5 stars was Hitler's supercars. So
well done, Nez.
Good on you, Nez. Thanks for bringing us up to speed. We'll check in with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Narrowly Meadows there. The Song Whisperer's next. Kennedy Malloy.